This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 179 for Thursday, December 9th. ICE canola futures are lower on Thursday morning due to pressure from declines in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is mixed. The January canola contract falls $8.20 at $1,002.50 per ton. The March contract gives up $6.40 at $976.40 per ton. Tight supplies continue to underpin canola prices, tempering further losses, but the Canadian oilseed remains to be seen as overbought. The Canadian dollar is lower this morning, with the loonie at 78.77 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.1. There's positioning ahead of this morning's supply and demand estimates from the United States Department of Agriculture. Ending stocks for U.S. soybeans and wheat are expected to be trimmed, while the corn carryover is expected to increase slightly. The report is out at 11 a.m. Central. The USDA reports weekly export sales of wheat total 240,000 tons for the week ending December 2nd. Export sales for corn are about 1.13 million tons and up 11% from the previous week. At over 258,000 tons, Canada is the largest buyer of U.S. corn for the week. Soybean export sales jumped 54% at around 1.64 million tons. Soy meal increases 38% at more than 202,000 tons, and soy oil drops 89% at 5,300 tons. The USDA says there's a private sale today of 280,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. CONAB says in its monthly report also out today that Brazil's corn crop is to come in at 117.2 million tons. The country's soybean crop is forecast to be 142.8 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Thursday morning. The January contract is down 6 cents at $12.56 per bushel. January soy oil falls about 1.2 cents at 54.38 cents per pound. January soy meal bumps up 30 cents at $3.57.50 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Thursday morning, with the March contract gaining 4 cents at $5.91 per bushel. Chicago oats are weaker, as the March contract gives up 12 cents at $7.15. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker as well, as Chicago March loses 12 cents at $7.82.50. Kansas City March also drops 12 cents at $8 even. And Minneapolis March is down 9 cents at $10.26.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, December 9th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.